Monday, January 29, 2024, 5:59 a.m. Okay, I've been out here working on the new panel that I'm going to store away for the summer. Just trying to be as accurate as I can possibly be. I got this new quarter-inch plywood that they had at Lowe's, and it looks like pretty good stuff, but there were little imperfections in it that I'm going to have to fix. So that's what you get for getting the piece of plywood on top of the pile. So I know better than that, but for some reason I just took it and left. And probably because I really wasn't feeling all that great still. I feel a lot better now. I'm able to do a full-length walk, and I'm actually looking forward to going a little bit further. Let's see. So what else? The last posting was kind of screwed up, so I want you could see what the date is on the title of it. I don't really know what the time was, but what I was doing was describing the sunflower painting and my process going through it. And like I said, I talked a long time, and my voice was really starting to go, so that's why it was cut short. I just kind of like hit some of the highlights that I could remember that I was talking about. And let's see. Yeah. So the wife approached me yesterday, day before yesterday. I can't remember. Yeah, day before yesterday. What's today? Today's Monday. No, she approached me yesterday, said she wanted to get the dog. So we went to Yolo County, and they have a pretty good setup there. They've got a nonprofit organization that handles their adoptions, and I guess a lot of these people are just volunteers that come there and deal with the dogs and what have you. And so they get to know the dogs, they know the temperaments and all that sort of stuff. We went there looking at, when we went there first time, we looked at a particular dog, and it was already adopted out. So then we said, okay, well, what about these other dogs? They said, well, and they said, well, you know, we'll bring that one out. So they brought it out, and it was really, you know, it was kind of like, nah, it was really, they said that it was not as nice as some of these other ones that they would like to show us. So they showed us these two other ones. The first one's name was Chaos. I don't know where they came up with this name. But it was an older German Shepherd. They said their website says 8 years old, so it could be anywhere from 8 to 12 years old, you know, or 14, who knows. 12 years old, probably. But the other one they said was a German Shepherd mix, which didn't really look like a German Shepherd mix. Maybe the coloring was. It kind of looked like a hound dog, in a way, a cross between an Afghan and a German Shepherd, I guess. It was all short hair, though. It didn't have any long hair at all. But it kind of looked like that. I don't know what it is. But it was really a sweet dog, also. So that was, and I walked it around a little bit and I came to a stop, and it sat right next to me and then just kind of like leaned against me and looked up at me with like eyes that said, take me home. So that one was definitely my choice. The wife liked the other one because the minute it came in, it came straight to her and gave her a kiss. So that's what she liked. Whoa, my voice still is not recovered. Let's see. So we both disagreed about it, but we're going to go look at both of them. But I'm pretty sure that we're going to bring home the one that looks like an Afghan hound, the younger one. That one's 3 years old. I got one of my tools here just hanging on the edge. Let me get it before it falls off. There we go. Boy, that'd be a bummer if that fell and broke. Kind of pissed me off too. Yeah, the compressor's leaking a little bit, so it might turn on any minute. Anyway, so tomorrow is the day we made an appointment. We'll probably come home with a dog. Hopefully it's not a mistake to do that at this point with my with some of my health questions up in the air. I've got an appointment when? Next Monday, I think. And then I'm supposed to talk to somebody else today in the surgery department and make an appointment with them. So we'll see what happens. I'm hoping that even though it looks kind of like a hound and it might be a cross between a German Shepherd, it's still a nice dog and it won't want to chase all the little animals around here. Boy, that's loud, huh? Anyway, let's see. What was I? Oh yeah, I hope it, we. Ho I'm kind of hope it doesn't chase the animals, but we'll have to deal with it as we go. We've got the rabbit now, who thinks the backyard is his. So it would be nice if the dog just did, had no interest in killing it. That would be the ideal. like our first dog, he had no interest in chasing anything, not even a ball. So we'll see. What else? Well, yesterday was really warm. I went for my walk and I was sweating pretty good. I was thinking, oh, maybe I should have wore shorts, which I probably will do today because today's supposed to be about the same. So I'm going to wear shorts today and get some other stuff done. I got some yard work that needs to get done too. So I guess I'll have to do some of that. That's another wise reason why I didn't start painting today is because actually this is a pretty good thing to do, get this all laid out and partially glued up and clamped down. So that's where I'm at with this. Let me get back to work. What else? That's it, I think. This break from painting is probably what I need right now, just to deal with this kind of stuff. And when I get antsy to paint, that's what I'll just dive into it again. So have a good one.